Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, what is today? An 80s Thursday?
Yes, it is.
No, we're going to jump into football, basketball,
jump,
and fish.
Just had a conversation before the program.
That's what we're leading off with.
Began. Okay. I said to Solana, he's an Uruguayan Jew. I said, how was your, how was your fast? No, opposite. So I said, how was your
Never mind, Jesus was chilling.
So I said, how was your fast? And he said, good. He said, how was, did you have brisket? And I said, no, we just have lox and bagels and sturgeon and whatnot. And then Falero said to me, oh, sturgeon, that's like a real low-end fish. And I said, no, it's actually a very expensive fish. You were saying maybe top five in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Sturgeon?
They're sturgeon.
Like endangered or something. It's, yeah, like, it's not easy to find sturgeon.
We buy sturgeon once a year, and it's to break the fast. My mother, who you know passed away about a month ago, who was, you know, into Chanel and Neiman Marcus and the highest of high-end everything, would call me every, because she would always come to our house to break the fast, and she would always call me every year the week before, and she'd go, you know, don't buy the sturgeon this year. It's too much. It's too much. And I go, okay, you wearing your $9,000 shoes when you come over? Because I'd like to enjoy a little bit of sturgeon on Yom Kippur, if
How
I can.
How much is sturgeon per pound?
You know, I didn't go this year to the deli to buy it. So, but it's crate, because I think
it got to be $30 a pound.
I mean, we buy like a very small amount of sturgeon because you feel guilty eating it.
Yes.
But then you were saying, so then Crowder was saying to me, that catfish, he's like, catfish, have you ever had that? Because sturgeon tastes delicious, by the way. I don't know if you ever had it.
Oh, I've had a number of times.
It's delicious,
it's
right? I mean, it's just a tasty
clean
fish.
Clean meat.
Yes.
They're picky, so they're picky eaters, so they're not contaminated.
Is that what it is? Like,
yes.
They're picky eaters?
Yes.
So he was telling me catfish. He's like, you ever had catfish? And I haven't, but I see it looks appealing, a fried catfish sandwich, or you see sometimes a small diner or whatever, fried catfish. I've never had it. You said it tastes like dirt.
Yes. All catfish do is roll around in the mud their whole life, and now you want to pile it up in your stomach. It tastes like dirt. That's why everybody puts, they batter the hell out of it, they fry it dark and hard, and then they put hot sauce and ketchup and tartar sauce.
So they mask
everything.
The actual taste of the catfish.
Catfish tastes like dirt. Like tilapia. Tilapia is garbage-ass fish. People love it because it's cheap, but it's garbage fish. It tastes like mud.
Isn't that what they do? Like, I know the Seattle Mariners sell grasshoppers. It's like fried grasshoppers at the ballpark, but don't you deep fry and batter anything because you really want to ruin the taste? Like, unless you're deep frying and battering something like a deep fried Oreo or whatever, and you're making it just more decadent.
It's delicious.
But if you're taking like an insect and it's served deep fried, battered, and then smothered in some sort of sauce, you're just saying, hey, we're doing everything we can so you don't taste what's actually in the item here.
Take some college rule notebook paper. Put batter on it and cover it in hot sauce and ketchup.
You make it edible.
It's going to be delicious. No, not just edible. Delicious, because you're not going to taste the paper. You're going to taste the batter. That's what they do to catfish.
Somebody texts in
what you're eating.
Somebody texts in that if you go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, my dad used to do a lot of business in Eau Claire. If you go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, they are loaded with sturgeon. Is that true? So you could go to Texter? Is that true? Like you could go to a restaurant in Eau Claire and just order sturgeon the way you'd order a cheeseburger down here?
I know they are indigenous to the northern. It's colder water,
like,
and all.
The Great Lakes, I guess?
Yeah, I don't exactly know. I've never caught a sturgeon in my life. I've eaten it, but it's always been at like a... And it's a funny thing. It's only when you're looking through the special of a high-end restaurant.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, swordfish, sturgeon. Hey, I'll try the sturgeon, and that's when you, that's what I've eaten. I've eaten it a couple dozen times, but it's delicious. But it's like a scallop. It's one of those you're not going to find it at a local chain restaurant. You're not finding sturgeon or scallops in some damn chain restaurant. It got to be that high end stuff.
Have you changed your opinion, Falero, on sturgeon? Are you
Nah, it's still pretty low to me.
Okay,
yeah.
John Gruden,
give me a caviar.
John Gruden,
give you a caviar.
Give you a caviar.
One egg.
I didn't even say that part of the story.
You could say it. I know
before
you
the show
to.
Where I said no, it's a very expensive fish, and he said, oh, like a caviar. My right hand to God, like a caviar.
You know what caviar is?
Well, he does now because I told him.
Oh. Had it once.
Well, I don't think you did because you thought it was like a sturgeon. You thought it was like a caviar.
Well, no, I know they're fish eggs, but I thought it was considered fish because it's fish eggs.
You thought like a chicken breast is a chicken egg?
Well, did you think that a chicken egg, like an egg, do you order like chickens over easy? Like if you,
you bring up a good point. No, I don't.
Let me get a wing over easy.
Let me get a wing scrambled.
So where did you have caviar?
I think it was Prime Italian.
But what, in what, like, did you have it on a cracker?
I can't remember now.
He's lying.
He's lying because
we caught him in a lot because it's always on something.
It's got to be on a cracker.
They don't give you a bowl of caviar.
That's the thing that I'm saying. Like, he thinks that he cut into
it like
a piece of fish.
No. Don't do no research. Turn off your No, don't look at the
computer. I'm going to the Prime Italian.
No, don't look at the computer. You didn't get a bowl of caviar. You're lying.
You think you got a caviar cutlet?
No. I know what a caviar is. It's eggs.
It's not all caviar. There's no all caviar.
Did you have it fried? It fried caviar?
You can't fry caviar eggs.
Oh, well, can you?
No, you can't.
John Gruden, leading up to this Dolphins-Raiders game on Sunday, said it's not easy to find a good pass rusher. Have you heard this sound, by the way? Here's John Gruden being asked about, you know, pass rushing and getting to the quarterback.
It's hard to find a great one. It's hard to find a good one. It's hard to find one. You just said it. You know, college football now, they're not really dropping back to pass and throwing footballs anymore. They're throwing laterals and they're throwing bubble screens and they're running read options. So you got to train these guys. It takes a little bit of time to learn how to rush the passer. We got some guys that are in that process right now.
That has to be infuriating to Raiders fans, right?
Come on.
Comical to everyone else in the country. I mean, comical. That's great comedy.
You had one.
You had the best one.
Does he ever address? I've heard him address that. Has anybody ever had a rebuttal? Saying, yeah, John, I know it's very hard to find one. You had the top three at lowest in the entire NFL.
Like,
on
a lot
team?
Of people have watched Bears games last 2 weeks because they were both in prime time. They were a Sunday night game and then the Monday night game. And Khalil Mack has had insane games, both those games. My kid wants a Khalil Mack jersey. Like, my wife and I were already talking about Hanukkah gifts, and we're like, you know, he would love a Khalil Mack jersey. John Gruden had this guy. What is that, ego? Hey, you know what? I don't care how good someone is. I'm the new sheriff in town. They gave me a piece of the team because I know so well what I'm doing. And so I'll be able to replace him. And we're going to get number one draft picks. Like, you know, that's ego, right?
It was his first year. And coincidentally, or I'll say for Raiders fans, unluckily, it was Khalil Mack contract year.
Yep.
Because he had to come in. We talked about it before. He had to come in and prove a point where I'm, like you're saying, I'm the captain now. Look at me. I'm not giving you $140 million.
Right. I don't play the games that other teams. Like, I'm special. I'm John Gruden. Like, they came and got me out of the booth.
So I'm not going to let some outside pass rusher, outside linebacker, DN hybrid. You're not going to set my salary cap. I'm going to decide what you're going to do. And then he came out and said, Khalil Mack doesn't want to be here. John, that's a lie. Khalil Mack would have loved to play for the Raiders if you gave him $90 million, just like Chicago did. But he didn't want to. So, yes, I believe it's that. If this was his second or third year, I believe he would have paid Khalil Mack. But he came in. He tried to be tough. This is my team. No one's running. No one's making decisions other than me. And you lost one of the best defensive players in the league. Only people that can play with Khalil Mack, Von Miller's up there because Von Miller's a beast. And there's some young guys, a Bosa. A healthy Joey Bosa can play ball off that edge, but Khalil Mack's top three in the league, hands down.
Totally different game Sunday if you're preparing to face a Khalil Mack-led defense than what the Raiders currently have. A totally different game.
You don't even talk. There's positions when you do a film breakdown, and you don't talk about a player. You just say the D-line. The Raiders now are the D-line. It used to be
Khalil Mack. Who's got Khalil? How do we stop Khalil Mack?
Yes. man up on these other three, stop 52. Now it's just the D-line. That's when you know you don't have any stars there. Khalil Mack was that star.
A lot of people taking issue with you on the text machine about catfish.
Come on, man. Listen. I was a part of this. I would tell y'all, listen to me, anybody texting. I was stuck in this when I was a kid, that catfish is good fish. I've eaten truckloads of catfish. But once you mature and you start eating some snapper, you start eating some mahi, you get into some Chilean sea bass, you taste some of that sturgeon, then you understand. It's like drinking one of them damn barrel juices.
Like, oh, they were great when you were a kid.
It's like drinking a barrel juice.
Drink one now.
And then going and having some Simply Lemonade or some fresh squeezed orange juice and then getting one of them damn barrel juices again. I'm not drinking a barrel juice. I would refuse. If I went to someone's house and I was like, bro, you got a juice? Yeah, here goes a barrel juice, Crowder. Bro, I'm gone. Bro, kids, get out the pool. Channing, Ava, get out the pool. We're leaving. All they have is barrel juice.
Barrel juice. Bro, I'm gone.
I'm gone, bro.
Somebody texts in, Crowder, grain-fed catfish does not taste like mud. Yeah, the bottom feeder mud cats that you fish for in Gainesville taste like that. Not farm-raised catfish.
Farm-raised catfish.
Person in Eau Claire says, sturgeon capital of the world. Fish with them at night. My neighbor caught one that was longer than the bed of his truck. Mm. And his neighbor drove a semi. That's crazy.
I don't know that big.
Somebody says, I live in New Orleans. This is blasphemy on catfish, making me want to fight you.
Listen, you need to fight those catfish's diets. Catfish is garbage. Look, is anything great cheap? The nice cars, are they the cheapest cars?
I'm trying to think if there's a food
that's great, high quality, but cheap.
There probably is. I'm trying to think.
Because you pay its value. You pay for what it is. You're not getting sea bass. You're not getting sturgeon. You're not getting yellowtail. You're not getting tuna. You're not getting top-end pelagic-type fish. And that's a good word, pelagic.
Wow, I don't even know what that is.
They just always move. They're always open wide. You go to hell. Look at you with that ugly haircut. No.
I'm wearing a hat.
Escalated.
There is no quality meat. Like the, what's it called? Wagyu. We just drank some of that crap.
Wagyu beef.
The beef we ate somewhere.
Yeah.
That's more expensive because it's treated
nicer.
No,
understood. The expensive cuts of food are generally better, but I'm wondering, is there a cheap something?
Are we just talking about meat?
But I mean, shrimp are delicious, but shrimp can be very cheap.
Shrimp are cheap and they're readily supplied. They're everywhere.
Right.
There's 20, 30, 40, 50, I don't know how many damn species of fish. It's easy to find a shrimp. And shrimp are body feeders and they're scavengers and they eat crap too. That's why they have that crap lying down them.
By the way,
bust out that little poo-poo vein.
People are texting in, lobster are bottom feeders as well. You've mentioned that a million times. They used to be considered prisoner food.
The Count of Monte Cristo. That movie, the old movie, they were feeding lobster. If you look in the movie, watch the movie, they're feeding lobster to the criminals.
Sea roaches.
They call them sea roaches.
Yeah.
Give me all the roaches in the world.
But you know, that's another thing. You throw drawn butter on anything for me.
Yeah.
You make anything good with drawn butter. That's what they did with lobster.
Put
you
got to
work for it. You got to work for it yourself. Like, there's nothing about it that seems appealing as a food. And I love a lobster dinner. Love it. But when you think about it, they're bottom feeders. You're getting some of the duty.
Yeah,
like,
man.
There's duty in there.
Yeah. It's you know, it's kind of like some relationships.
And you got to.
Like a lobster doesn't look good on the outside. You look at it, it's ugly. It got little beady eyes. It got the big ugly dark claws. And it crawls and it hides, moves backwards.
You got to work hard to get to the good stuff.
To get
stuff.
The meat. But you get that booty meat. Woo! That booty meat, something.
But there's some of the duty.
You can get through that.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. We had the most fun I think I've ever had on radio playing back the Don Bailey Jr. calls this week.
Good.
The most fun I've ever had on radio. My wife and I, she hadn't listened to the segment, so we listened to it on Tuesday night. She was on the couch. She went back, listened to it, and then I came around for like the last 5 minutes where things got out of control. I'm not kidding you. My wife and I both. Tears coming down our eyes, crying, laughing, crying. Mad. It was, just crying, laughing. So we'll talk some Miami FIU with Don Bailey Jr. We'll give him some new lines for this Saturday as well. And then Rob Pizzola, 3 o'clock gambling. Rob Pizzola. We're going to have fun today, man. Kurt Heelan, pro basketball talk. Talk a little bit about Jimmy Butler with him. Omar Kelly's going to join us today. We are loaded. Very important message here for every homeowner that's listening right now. Are you in need of a roof repair but afraid of being taken advantage of? And that's a very common fear, by the way. And it's why I want to tell you about All American Roofing. All American Roofing has been in service almost 30 years, and their team of the finest licensed and insured roofing contractors are always available to provide the best in customer service. I remind you almost every day that I'm speaking from experience because when Hurricane Wilma, it was over a decade, when Hurricane Wilma came through, my wife and I, we needed an entire new roof on our old home, and we used All American Roofing to re-roof our entire house, and they were amazing back then. They're amazing now. They're trustworthy, which I know is extremely important. With emergency services available 7 days a week, All American Roofing is there to help no matter how severe the problem. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. So if you're home right now, maybe you're playing hooky from work today or you're getting home pretty soon, walk around the house. Take a quick look at your ceiling. Walk around every room. If you look up, you see some discoloration, some water marks. You probably have a roof leak and you're going to want to get it fixed before it's a major problem. So call All American Roofing today, 954-361-5578. That number again, 954-361-5578 for All American Roofing.
Feeling it. What was that?
Damn banana. Putting a banana by me.
I did not do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did. Y'all have the jokes.
No jokes.
Putting bananas in my area. I don't like bananas in my area.
I think you do.
That one time in college.
But. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., he is the radio analyst on the Miami Hurricanes radio network. He is a friend of ours, and he provides us with more entertainment than any one man should provide others with. Hello, DBJ.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Oh, my goodness. We had such a delightful time on Tuesday listening back to your four calls from the last game and what Falero did with them. We have to send DBJ that MP3. I'm assuming you weren't listening on Tuesday. You're a very big flooring guy.
Well, I will tell you, I was at the Miami Springs Rotary doing a little talk for them, and I've gone there every year for the last 15 years, and somebody walks up to me and says, "I didn't know you were so rich because they heard you guys. They said, "How come you say that on the air that you're rich?
You're getting mad. I'm getting rich."
and then they said, "How can you? I mean, what?" They started ripping this, and they had not one clue, right? So I'm like, my boys are at it again. It must be Tuesday."
It was so great, man. So we'll go back over it again. But let's talk a little Miami FIU first here because they've got the game on Saturday. This would be Butch Davis's Super Bowl win, right? If he could miraculously figure out a way to beat the Hurricanes?
Knowing Butch Davis, he'd give everybody a ring if they beat Miami on Saturday. Yeah, it would be a Super Bowl win for them. And I really believe, in knowing him the way I do, he's got them believing this is the Super Bowl, and that's what he's supposed to do. And he's got them believing that they can win, and that's what he's supposed to do.
And DBJ, I know this week it's not going to matter much. I believe the Canes will beat the hell out of FIU. But moving forward, I've seen enough games. I believe if DJ Dallas doesn't lead the team in touches, somebody is making a mistake on the offensive side of the ball. Am I crazy?
No, you're not. Him and then Thomas, right?
Jeff is special.
You got to get Thomas touching that football. But what's been great for me about DJ Dallas is getting to know him. Like last year, he was a freshman, and he went from receiver to running back, and he had limited touches, and he was kind of feeling himself around. He's taken control of this team, and he's got such positive energy. You know, he came out and said, "Hey, don't boo Malik Rozier." You know, he came out and told everybody in an article, and he takes great pride in being a Hurricane. He had known Mark Richt since he was like in 10th grade or 9th grade, and wanted to be with Coach Richt, and then followed him from Georgia down here. But he's just one of those guys that were a Hurricane. It didn't matter that he was from Georgia. He was a Hurricane at heart, and he's doing a great job.
What do you think of Malik Rozier taking a little veiled swipe at his local detractors by saying he wasn't just shushing the opposing crowd?
I think that, you know what's funny? I think it's hard when you're that age to be booed by your own people, you know? And I don't think these young men understand it. I've never understood it, you know? I mean, you got to remember, they're 18, 19, 20, 21, and it's hard on them. And he probably thinks, hey, I came here to play football for Miami. I'm giving you every single bit of energy and effort and talent that I got. Don't boo me, you know? And I kind of side up with them. I don't think they should be booed. You're unhappy, right? But, I mean, at a series or a game, I got it. You can be upset. But to pick people out individually, not kids. Not kids.
And talking about the quarterback position, especially in college, it has a lot to do with trust. And, you know, we talk about N'Kosi Perry and Malik Rozier and Evan Sheriff last year, Cade Weldon, you know, the young guy, Jaren Williams. But when you talk about the quarterback position, is it trust? Would you trust Malik the same that you trust N'Kosi? Or has Malik gained your trust more than N'Kosi with his experience? And that's what I think he's feeding off of right now starting.
Well, I have to trust Malik because I don't think N'Kosi's there. I really don't. I think it's great that he's getting. He got about the last 6.5 minutes of last week's game against Toledo. He didn't throw a pass. I think it's wonderful that they played all four quarterbacks, but the three backups against Savannah. And you saw that N'Kosi is raw still. I mean, and what I mean raw from experience. He can play the position. He's gotten better. But he's still got to get reps on the field. I still believe that Malik Rozier gives Miami the best chance to win. The more that N'Kosi plays or whoever's number two of the week, the better it's going to be this year, the better it's going to be for sure next year. And you've got to play those young guys. And Malik Rozier last week looked like to me that he had the most fun and was the most comfortable that he's been at that position since he's been a starter. And I can't explain it. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he plays this week. If he's on point again this week, if he runs the ball the way he did, if he handles it, no interceptions, he's efficient in the offense, then maybe this is a new Malik. Maybe he's hit another plateau of experience, and maybe he's hit another level of understanding of this offense, because I think we saw when this offense clicks, it can click. And I think the guy that's probably the most frustrated about it is Coach Mark Richt, because you see what they do when they're hitting on all cylinders. It can be a pretty exciting deal.
Dom Bailey Jr. is with us. You will hear him Saturday on the broadcast on this very radio station. Before we get to the nonsense, does FIU have any way to hang with Miami Saturday? Do you see any way that they could?
I think that there's more talent, more speed there than anybody anywhere knows. You know, I mean, they were with Indiana within 10 points of in that game. Indiana's a pretty good football team, but Miami should win this football game unless they decide to give it away. And that's what it boils down to. You know, you go into a game like you did last week, zero penalties, zero turnovers, zero sacks, you can hang with anybody. And you got to really strive to do that, because Miami has to play that kind of football, guys, to compete at the highest level. They have to have the checks marked on those categories. You can't lose the turnover battle. You can't lose the penalty battle. You can't lose those areas in a football game that haunt you for the entire contest.
Should we play for DBJ what he did last week, or should we just give him our suggestions for this week?
We got to give him last week.
All right.
Just a little bit.
Quickly.
Little
all right. So quickly, just to recap what you did for us last Saturday. Fire up the first one, Falero.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
All right. Here's DBJ's version.
Here's the run up and the kick.
This one toward the corner and goes out of bounds. Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
Come on,
thinking, Bubba. 21-0. I hate when they do that.
I know you do. You get mad, and I'm getting rich, Joe.
I have no idea what just happened.
Just following the script.
It was excellent. That was very good. It was very well done. You did it subtly and just kind of threw it in there. And then, do you have this god awful song that you made, Falero?
Watch that little beat. Watch that little beat.
You get mad. You get mad. And I'm getting rich, Joe. You get mad.
I can't even.
And I'm getting
rich.
All right,
turn it off. I can't even. So you did very good on that one. A plus.
Thank you, Valero.
I made you into a hit, baby.
A plus. What's the next thing we gave DBJ?
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Only love my bed and my mom, and I'm sorry. All right, let's hear what DBJ did.
Backs are waiting. Snap is down, and backs are.
Joe even got in on the action here.
And with 8:11 to go in the first quarter, Miami with a spick and span drive. They grab a 7-0 lead over Toledo.
I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
God's plan.
That was excellent. Yeah, you have to be proud of that, DBJ.
I am proud. You know, you can tell we've been working together for 20 years.
It's delightful. I don't even want to hear that song again. What's the next thing we gave DBJ?
It's contagious, bro. It's contagious.
It's contagious, bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. B-R-U-H, bruh. Listen to what DBJ and Joe did here.
Call the 19-yard line, Rozier. And a Bayless up the middle. Nobody's going to get him. It's a touchdown, Miami. DJ Dallas, 19 yards for a touchdown. With 8:34 to play in the third quarter, the Hurricanes strike quick. And now lead it 27-14.
It's contagious, brah. It's contagious, brah.
I think it's brah.
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 I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the brah out.
It's brah. You said broth. I thought you were ordering soup.
Oh, brah.
All right, and finally, contagious, brah. All right, what's the final one we gave him?
I got the only house on the block. People. That's why I'm the king round here.
That's why I'm the king round here. Let's hear DBJ.
37 yards for Malik Rozier. Another touchdown for the Hurricanes quarterback and another headline for the Hurricanes quarterback. Miami 41, Toledo 24.
Malik Rozier, you got the only house on the block paid for. That's why you're the king around here. What a play.
You got the only house on the block. You were 4 for 4 last Saturday, DBJ. You did us proud.
I was on my medicine. I'm glad I did good, bro.
You did, man. All right, you ready for this week's lines?
I'm ready.
All right,
I'm ready.
So here are lines. We're going to give these to Don Bailey Jr. He's going to work these into the broadcast Saturday. Miami and FIU, they kick off at 3:30. You can hear the game here. We have another Drake song first. Is that what we're doing first? Here's another Drake line.
Now she want a photo. You already know, though. You only live once. That's the motto. Get yellow and we bout it every day, every day, every day.
You only live once. That's the motto, Joe. YOLO.
I was gonna work this one in. You only live once.
You only live once. You know, you do a crazy reverse, a flea flicker.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, that's surprising. Well, you only live once. That's the motto, Joe. YOLO.
That's the motto, Joe. YOLO. You like that. See, that'll fit right in. That's the motto,
Joe. Get nervous every time he says that's the motto.
And Joe, then, a little bit.
Yeah.
Joe.
Here's one from Eminem, an oldie but a goodie.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, the real Slim Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Would you please edit that down so I have at least a chance to get some of that out?
All right, so you think you can work that in?
Slim Shady one time?
Well, you got to say, I'm Slim Shady. Yeah, the real Slim Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Oh, we're going to have to edit that baby down. You can't even send me that. It's so long, you can't even send it to me.
All right, so like first or second quarter, you think?
Sure.
Here's one from, see if you can do this. This is from LMFAO.
I got a passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. I'm sexy and I know it.
There is no way.
Come on, DBJ.
Oh, yeah. Come on, DBJ. Sure. Like I told you, you want that on? I'm going to be there every afternoon with you guys.
Just saying, my DBJ, like, if Jeff Thomas goes off, if he just beat somebody on, you know, on a deep route, he has some passion in his pants.
And he ain't afraid to show it.
I'm glad how you guys rationalize it. You understand?
All right, well, if we can get Joe to say
some passion in his soul, some passion.
If we can get Joe Zagacki, if we can get Zagacki to say, I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, will you then chime in with I'm sexy and I know it?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll work on Joe Zagacki.
Okay, I'll try.
Let's work on
passion pants.
You ever
get that to him.
Did you ever see the movie what was this? Trading Places, right? Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Of course. About 100 times.
All right, remember he's in the jail, he's a karate man. You remember this?
I'm a karate man. He bleeds on the inside.
Right, all right, here's the line.
How come I don't see no marks on you?
Yeah.
Cause I'm a karate man. Alright? Karate man bruise on the inside. They don't show their weaknesses.
Cause I'm a karate man, all right? Karate man bruise on the inside, they don't show their weaknesses.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Oh, that's the first guarantee.
Guaranteed.
Because I'm a karate man.
I love it. Excellent. All right, I'm very excited about that. You know, we have this big concert coming up for the radio group called Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. Have you heard about this?
No.
All right, so we have this huge festival every year. It's the Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 30th through December 2nd. It's an unbelievable lineup of artists. You've got Sublime and 311 and Live and Young the Giant and Sugar Ray. And then on Friday, November 30th, there is Sheila E., Sugar Hill Gang, Baja Men, Lisa, and also the Jacksons. The Jacksons. And by the way, when you're out there, Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. It's sponsored by Ripid Energy Fuel, Goya Foods, Botron Rum, Please Drink Responsibly, and Nova Southeastern University. And you can get all the tickets and info at WQAM.com. But we had the Jacksons record a little promo video. Our promotions guru, Von Freeman, got the Jacksons to record a little promo video to say that they're coming to Riptide. And here's the beginning of it.
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
I'm Jermaine.
Marlon.
Jackie. And I'm Tito.
Hi, we're the Jacksons. I'm Jermaine, Marlon, Jackie, and I'm Tito.
What Sugar Hill have to say?
So here's what we wanted you to do. You and Joe together say, hi, we're the Jacksons. And then you say, I'm Jermaine. And then Joe says, Marlon. And then Curtis says, Jackie. And then Steph, the specialist, chimes in, I'm Tito.
But I want to be Tito.
Okay, you can be Tito and let Joe be Jermaine. One more time, the Jacksons.
Hi, we're the Jacksons.
I'm Jermaine.
Marlon. Jackie.
And I'm Tito.
You think you guys could do that, the four of you in the booth?
Yes, I do. I think we are highly qualified to pull that one off.
All right, that'd be great. And that would help out the radio stations to help promote Riptide.
Yep.
So you'd be doing a solid for Entercom Radio Miami.
I'd be happy to do that.
All right, and let's finally give you the white Missy Elliott one more time. We've been trying to get this done every single week. It's the white Missy Elliott performing at a karaoke event at a park.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did.
Keep sending it.
Okay. Hey, man. That's all I need to hear. Keep sending it. We'll keep sending it. All right, so we got some good ones for you this week. You'll be able to work some in. I would imagine the Hurricanes are 26-point favorites.
And never forget, Don Bailey's a karate man.
Bruise on the inside.
Karate man bruise on the inside, DBJ.
I only bruise on the inside. That's it.
All right, Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him Saturday with Joe Zagacki right here on 560 WQAM. Kickoff is 3:30. Thank you, DBJ.
No problem. See you guys.
Oh, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. The pleasure is all ours.
It sure is.
The pleasure is all ours. Let's talk Cheetah here. Always go along with DBJ. It's what we do. Let's talk Cheetah here. Football season, it is here. You can enjoy it with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club. And you can watch all the action all season in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra high-tech sports lounge. Watch all the games live in full sound. You know by now you can receive free drinks and special offers and info on upcoming events just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Also, never miss the action by liking them on Facebook and Instagram. I do. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can get to any Cheetah Club and enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They've also got happy hour until 6, so much more. That's every day, all the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. If you want more info on anything I just told you about, you can check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
It's contagious, bra. It's contagious, bra.
I think it's bra.
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 I'm a bro guy, so it's hard for me to get the bra out.
Radio.com. Find out in about 10 minutes if we're going to bet tonight's game.
I mean,
I know you would be. I have to tell you, because Rob Pizzola is going to join us in about 10 minutes. I have to tell you, I'm excited about tonight's game. I have this vested interest in Cleveland because I watch Hard Knocks. And I have an interest in the New York Jets just because we're in the AFC East. And it's fun when they're bad. And it's interesting when they're good. And so I'm excited for tonight's game. And I have no real feel on this. I could make a case for either side.
Why are we excited then? How are you going to try to get me to bet and just say I can make an argument for both sides?
Doesn't that make you feel alive?
No, that turns me off. It makes me feel scared. Because I can too. Cleveland almost beat the Steelers. Oh, the Jets, 48 points against Detroit.
Cleveland's like, they're right on the precipice of being able to win a game.
I don't know if that motivation of opening the beer coolers in Cleveland really gets them going.
But they're so close, man. They're so close.
And Jarvis is playing, so he's cussing
people
out.
Is he playing? Because I saw that he was questionable. So he is playing?
He is playing.
I heard he was playing. So he's cussing folks out. They know they'll be going after that.
I mean, Jarvis was not going to miss a primetime game. No chance he was going to miss a primetime game.
I know, man. He'll catch 13 balls for 13 yards. He'd be set to go.
I was watching. My kid had me watch. You ever watch that Kevin Hart Cold as Balls show?
Pretty funny.
It's funny, man. He had me watch the one with Odell Beckham. I'd never seen the whole show before. It's really, really funny.
It's weird, but it's funny.
It's weird, but funny. I was laughing. Do you have that Kevin Hart thing that I sent you from last night? This is Jimmy Fallon. Kevin Hart goes on Jimmy Fallon, and he did his version of The Blacklist like we do with Cornbread Maxwell.
Oh, we need to sue him.
Kevin Hart had like a little mini version of The Blacklist. Listen to this.
I go to his house and Jerry Seinfeld has a pizza oven. And I see the pizza oven and I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh my God, it's a brick pizza oven. He's like, oh my God, you gotta get brick oven pizza. He's like,
that's your Jerry impression?
Yeah, that's my Jerry impression. He's like, you haven't lived until you had brick oven pizza. So he tells me, he's like, oh my God, people love it. They come over, man. They love brick oven pizza. So I go spend all this money and I go get a brick pizza oven built in my backyard. And I'm hyped. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's done. And I invite people over. And no black people like brick oven pizza, man. It is the biggest fail in the black community. It just is not the same. I didn't get the same response.
You got the wrong pizza oven. Got the wrong pizza. People love brick oven pizza.
What is the difference in your impression and my impression?
You don't hear the difference at all?
No, it sounds exactly the same. What are you talking about? People love brick oven pizza. God.
So put that on the blacklist. Now, will you speak on that? Do black people like brick oven pizza?
No, this is nothing we've ever touched before.
I love that story. Simon's like, yeah, you got to get one of these. All right, I'm going out to get one. Black people don't like brick oven pizza.
I've actually been, when I went to Naples, I got the big dude I go over there to see, big money guy. He has one of those in his backyard. Same, honestly, the same story. Hey, man, you know, you have a pizza oven right there.
Because that sounds unbelievable to me.
And it sits on their counter, like it's just sitting there in the corner, like, and they're the same thing, all excited. Oh, man, this is not an oven. This is brick oven. It's real fire, blah, blah, blah. And they make it, and I'm like, it's a pizza, bro.
Another disconnect that we learned about on the show.
Who knew?
Rob Pizzola is going to join us next. Professional sports gambler Rob Pizzola, my absolute favorite segment of the week. He will join us all the way from Canada in the next segment.
I don't need a brick oven because I have a Buick.
There you go.
Oh, and if you want a great Buick, you got to get to South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now. To hell with a brick oven pizza. What about the beauty of a Buick? The performance of a Buick, the comfort, the safety, guys. If you haven't checked out the 2018 lineup of Buicks, they got the big trucks all the way down to the cars. You have to check them out. Riding smooth, comfortable, and with all the technology for your passengers, kids, grown folks, your spouse, 4G Wi-Fi, every Buick's its own hotspot. The Apple CarPlay, as a driver, I love it. I plug it in, you see it on your phone, it pops up. It says Apple CarPlay right on your phone. You get your contact list, you get your playlist, you can talk to everybody, you can text through the phone, talk to text. It is wonderful. And the Sirius XM radio, the comfort, the technology for everyone in your car to be happy. And all the Buicks have a 5-star safety rating. I have to know my wife and my kids are safe. I want to know I'm safe. And with the Buicks, you have a 5-star safety rating. You are set to go. But right now, I want to introduce you to the Buick Enclave Avenir. When you see that Avenir signature inscribed on the door of the Enclave Avenir, you know there's a first-class experience waiting for you inside. And inside, the Avenir features 3 rows of first-class seating for up to 7 people, a gigantic truck, handcrafted leather-appointed first and second row seating, as well as a spacious interior. I go fishing and hunting, wood-tone accents. It is beautiful. You go out to eat, go to a nice restaurant, and like I said, I go fishing in the Avenir as well. It's everything you need. It's time to discover the new standard in Buick luxury. It's time to discover the Enclave Avenir at your South Florida Buick dealer right now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.